Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Chrysler is back. Jeff has become a great member of our Brain Trust. More recently, he's an attorney, an award-winning comedian, a best-selling author, a behavioral economics expert. If he plays a musical instrument, that would make him a Renaissance man, and we're glad he's here. By the way, he's the author of Get Rich Cheating and Dollars and Cents, How to Misthink Money and Spend Smarter. Jeff Chrysler, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So what do you talk to us about behavioral economics. What are you seeing right now, and what are you seeing going forward?
Well, what's really been fascinating during this is, you know, behavioral economics, as listeners may remember, is basically the study of the unconscious forces that drive our decisions. Mm-hmm. Basically, what it shows, the field has shown, is that, like, in times of uncertainty and stress, which is all the time, right? We're always actually facing uncertainty when mm-hmm. we're making a financial decision or a life decision, a business decision.
We're always manage risks, don't we?
Absolutely. There's no clear-cut yes or no answer, right, in life. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. don't jump off a cliff. There's a couple. But for the most part, there's some uncertainty in all our decisions. And behavioral economics looks at how we decide and why we make the choices that we do, the often irrational choices, like why we don't save for retirement or why we don't make good investment choices in our business or whatever it may be. And right now, as I'm sure everyone has heard from 1,000 commercials, you know, we live in uncertain times. We do. So that uncertainty is even more heightened. Like, we don't know what next week is going to bring, let alone 6 months or a year from now. We don't know what our income is going to be. We don't know what our health is going to be. Like, everything seems so much more uncertain and therefore more stressful. Like, all of the sort of the biases that is what we call them, or these mm-hmm. things that drive our decisions to become irrational, it's much more heightened because that underlying emotion is much more prevalent and much more strong right now. So it's been a moment where it's been really fascinating to look at. And a lot of people smarter than me, a lot of scientists smarter than me are taking a close look. But I have just seen that these emotions are right on the top, and that's the stuff that's always made us make poor decisions.
Well, yeah, and the reason is because we have this new force in our lives. As you say, we're always managing risk, especially on Main Street, small businesses. We manage risk for breakfast. You know, I mean, we have every day, we have 100 different things that we have to deal with, and 90 of them, you know, are new. And so we're used to that. And we're also prepared to deal with uncertainty because, you know, we're one bad decision away from failure. Most of us are. But when you overlay something like a pandemic, you overlay something like not only the pandemic, and I keep reminding people, I think this is really important in our discussion, Jeff. We have two things going on in our lives right now. We have our health scare, which is a threat to us, and we have the government's reaction, the political response to it, which is also a threat to our lives, to our livelihood. And I'm not being political. I'm not saying we shouldn't be doing what we're doing. I'm saying it's still a threat. The response to the disease is creating another level of uncertainty. What do you think? It's compounded. What do you think?
Yeah, well, in both cases, the response and the disease itself, there's a lot of, like, uncertainty about whether or not what those outside forces are doing and what's going to happen, right? You know, like, look at the state of Georgia. They're opening up after 2 or 3 weeks, right? Whereas other states are closed for months. And so there's even more uncertainty within that, right? Well, I don't know what is going to happen with the disease is one legit concern. And then I don't know what my local businesses and government and customers and suppliers are going to do, and not just what they might do, but then, you know, when it comes to opening up, are they going to open up and then close again in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You're right. There's a lot of moving parts, and you're right. I will say, I think small business people are in a they're more resilient, and they're used to this sort of unexpected thing comes up, right? Maybe they deal with a hurricane or a snowstorm as like a smaller version of this now and then. So they're used to be, but not on, I think, this level.
That's right.
So small business owners probably are better equipped mentally to tackle this than people that are sort of regular 9-to-5ers. But it also hits them a lot harder because it's coming from the customers to the suppliers up above to your landlords.
How is all of this causing us to make bad decisions or decisions that we might not have made otherwise? How is it, never mind the specific decision, the motivation, the psychology behind it, what is it doing to us?
Well, when we're like faced with all this uncertainty and stress, we look for an easy way out. Right, we look for the choice that is emotionally satisfying. We often don't think about it like that because it's unconscious, but the thing that makes us feel like we have some control, things that makes us feel like we're making the right decision. So we're easily swayed by whatever sort of most accessible. Right? I mean, on a basic level, it's why people like sale prices, right? You don't know if something is worth $60, but if you see it $60 marked down from $100, the part of your brain that needs that easy choice says, oh, well, I know 60 is better than 100, so I'll get it. The same way now things happen, like there's so much lack of control that we have that any kind of decision where I feel like, okay, I'm getting control, right? Sometimes it's buying toilet paper, right? Sometimes it's saying, no, I'm going to keep my business open for a week longer. Anything that allows us that feeling of like, I have a little bit of control, we're more prone to do, and often what we think gives us control is relatively random, especially in light of like not.
And how much quickly as we wrap up this segment, how much of that is motivated by primal survival desire?
It's a lot of primal human instinct. Just the idea that like we have these big ideas, but when it comes right down to it, we focus on the small little details, like what's right in front of us. And sometimes it's that fight or flight survival, and sometimes it's just like the need to make a choice so we can move forward. Same type of thing, like I got to survive. I can't sit here and think. I got to move.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Jeff Chrysler. His book is called Dollars and Cents, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter. And he's an award-winning individual and on many levels. And we'll come back after the break, and he'll help us. I'm going to ask him some more specific questions about how we spend our money going forward. Why don't we do what we do? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.